haven't paying left form, guys. As always, it's me, Sean. I'm joined. Welcome back to the Geek Tavern. It's me, Sean. I'm joined by Mike.
Hello.
And Aaron. And that was our intro in Na'vi. Because we are
just your crin
talking about James Cameron's Avatar this time. And that's the language that they speak. And they made up. It's a legitimate language that you could probably learn. Like,
so is, like, Rodian, Hutties, come on.
I don't think anybody could actually speak Hutties.
I don't know, I think you can.
I'm sure there's some nerd out
there. It's based
on,
like a Hindi dialect.
Well, so this is clearly based on, a Navajo dialect, because, I'll just get into the synopsis, I guess. It's a story that takes place in the future, in the year 2154. Earth has discovered the planet of Pandora, and they go there on a mining expedition to get unobtainium, which is a rare mineral that they are
Cold
mining.
That they painted silver.
Yeah. And the largest deposit of unobtainium on Pandora is underneath the sacred tree of the Na'vi people, and Jake Sully is tasked with going and befriending the Na'vi people and basically betraying them.
To get them to move.
Yeah, to get them to move, or threaten them with violence so that they could mine the unobtainium. And then he falls in love with the chieftain's daughter, and it's Dances with Wolves. It's Pocahontas.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So.
Or some people have referred to it as Fern Gully in space as well.
True. It's a fairly simple story, but what its main reliance of the film and James Cameron's, efforts was the absolute, maddeningly impressive visual effects of the time.
Right.
It came out 13 years ago now.
Didn't they start, pre-production on this movie in 1997 or something?
I don't know if it was that long.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm sure that this
I think I remember hearing that, the start of this.
He was writing this, in 1997 and waiting for the technology to catch up.
Well, it's not just that, sure the story is simple or whatever, but, all of these creatures, James Cameron created, an entire ecosystem of Pandora. So,
Well, let's get one thing straight. Neville Page created an ecosystem.
Yes.
Not James Cameron.
Well, anyway, it's a very in-depth world that they, created. Yeah. And James Cameron and Neville Page had the vision of. And, it's kind of bizarre looking back on it now because, as everybody knows, there's 5 sequels in development or coming out soon. And it almost feels like, what's the point now? Because
it's been 15 years since this movie came out. Yeah. Who the hell cares about seeing another one? I'm sure that there is, a group that is, excited about this new one coming out. But I'm I don't... I see it. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't care. What do I care? It's been 15 years.
This movie, going into this, I've actually had been talking for a couple months about rewatching it because my sister loves this movie. This is one of her favorite movies. And I just remember, I watched it with her back in the day, and I didn't love it. I thought it was an okay movie. I thought it was long as shit.
Yeah.
But come to find out, as we were discussing before recording, it's actually not that long.
No.
Yeah. I feel
it's 2.5.
It's 2 hours and 40 some minutes long.
Yeah. With credits.
Yeah. But to that point, I feel now because of films like Endgame.
Right.
It's I thought that this movie was much longer. And then again, I was a stupid teenager the first time I saw it. So my attention span was probably much shorter. So I was why is this movie so fucking long?
Yeah. Now that I think about it, that's probably why I didn't vibe with it back then, is because I watched it. It was I can remember sitting in the theater, we were in ninth grade, and I was looking at my watch Jesus Christ. And I'm watching it, and I'm at that point when I would see trailers for movies, I'd go see the movie, and I'd like see bits that were in the trailer. I'm like, oh, okay, like we're getting close to the end, it must be. And I remember like watching the movie and I'm like, I haven't seen this part of the that was in the trailer yet. Are you kidding me? Like, how much fucking longer is this gonna go on for? Like, and then the unobtainium thing and it basically just being Pocahontas in space, I was like turned off by it when I was that age.
I don't know. I something definitely, like you said, didn't click with me either. I gotta say, I'll say it right now. I think I enjoyed it way more now.
No, I like this
I
movie
do.
much better.
I do for sure. Because
Much better
I even had like an appreciation for it. Like I know that there's like this whole like it's almost like a whiplash effect, like a rubber band effect, because it at the time it came out, it was like it like was the top highest grossing movie ever. And then people were like, I feel like whenever something like that happens, like something gets so big, there's like people that need to like take it down a peg. So that there's like this group. And it might not even be a lot of people, even though I think it might be like the majority of like it's a fit, probably 50-50 if anything else. But they're like, this sucks, and this is why it sucks, because the story's bland. But and it's like I kind of like understood that camp for a while, and going back and rewatching it, I think the benefit of watching longer form movies, I was able to appreciate it more. And we had mentioned it before recording as well. Even though, like we said, this movie came out 13 years ago, something like that, 15 years
14
ago.
years ago.
Yeah.
The 14.
And
I had
the special
that.
effects, while they're not like anywhere like close to like perfect like how they are now, they're still incredibly impressive.
No, they are. That came from, I mean, I'm sure you guys talked about it too in your watch, but what I was saying, like, there's just things that do stand out. I'm like, oh, I can see that that's not up to par with today. I would be very interested with the second one coming out December, right?
Yeah, December.
I would like to see like a touched up version.
Yeah, like a remaster or something.
Yeah, like
A 4K.
I not so much even just 4K. Like, I'm sure they can go in and just redo everything.
Oh, so skipping to the second movie, we'll talk about that briefly. There's
You've seen
something
the
funny.
second
Oh yeah, this it's something
one?
funny. So the trailer that they made is like a 4K resolution trailer, and then they uploaded it to YouTube with a max of like 720p. Like, whoever uploaded it to YouTube didn't upload it in 4K, so it just like looks like absolute dog shit, like the trailer on YouTube.
Like
So
still?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they might have made it might have been like 1080, but it's not 4K like it is.
Oh my God.
And even like I've seen the trailer for the new movie in theaters, and maybe it's just because like our theater doesn't have like that resolution or whatever, but I feel like if you want to get the experience that James Cameron wants you to have, you have to go to like a IMAX theater. Is this one going to be in 3D? Because I'm pretty sure that 3D movies have kind of gone by the wayside at this point.
I was gonna say, well, I couldn't tell you the last one I was able to even see in 3D.
There was a resurgence and then it died again.
Yeah, I think the last
The
3D
last of like
movie I
10 years,
saw,
but
yeah, was like maybe The Hobbit. Like the last Hobbit movie was probably the last 3D movie I saw.
I think I saw The Last Jedi in
Oh,
3D.
I didn't even know it was in 3D.
Yeah, I think that might have been the last one I saw in 3D. There's a couple cool moments, actually, like some lead ships flying.
Force Awakens was 3D, not at our theater, but
No,
it was 3D.
yeah. I don't know, cause Avatar is really the movie that like pioneered
Oh
that
yeah,
whole
that was
thing.
yeah. That's
Like
what kicked
that's
the
why it made
jacket.
so much money, is
Yeah.
because like people would go to the
And I do kick
movie.
myself for not seeing it, and like I didn't see it in theaters. I didn't see it until it came to home
I
video.
did see it in theaters, but I didn't see it in 3D. But people would go because it's like an immersion into Pandora, because the 3D technology was a little different than when it was still like popping out, instead of like how the 3DS is, where it like makes it go back. But yeah, and I think that's why it made so much money, is because
Definitely.
not only because the ticket prices are higher with 3D, but yeah, people would just go back and see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people love the world so much that Disney made a fucking theme park in
Animal Kingdom.
In Animal Kingdom, which
was pretty cool.
I mean, Aaron and I can speak to it because we were there last year. It was neat.
That's where I got this shirt.
But
I rode Nikron. It's actually probably one of my favorite rides at the park.
It was a cool ride. But yeah, I mean, it was neat, but like also. People weren't like, oh my god, it's Pandora, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
People were walking around, they're like, give me some of that blue bubble shit.
Yeah.
Here, $9, sir.
Like people weren't reacting to Pandora the same way that they would react to, like, Galaxy's Edge or something.
Yeah.
Like the Star Wars.
Yeah, you don't come around the corner and see the Millennium Falcon, you're not like...
Oh, hey guys, look, it's Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, you walk around the corner and you see the floating cliffs of...
Dover,
whatever the fuck it's called. And people were like, oh, that's neat. Anyway, that's they keep cool. walking. Cool. It's not like an awestruck thing.
Yeah, they're like, so is Asia this way?
Yeah. How do I get to go see the tigers? You know what would be impressive is if Disney genetically engineered like the Ikron or like...
They just have a Thanator running around like... Tackling targets.
They have your favorite little guy.
Yeah, the dumb looking horse thing.
Dumbass horse. Actually, they could probably do the Ikron thing like they're doing with Galaxy's Edge, where they're doing the drones that are the TIE fighters and the X-Wing.
I'm surprised to do like an anything.
Yeah,
like that,
to do like a light show like that, and they could do like with the Ikrons like flying around or something.
Now the question has to be asked: do you think that they're going to update the park with every new Avatar movie that comes out, provided they're successful in any marginal way? Yeah. But like the second one that's coming out,
if Avatar flops,
I'm very interested.
It won't happen, but
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think it'll flop in the sense of
it's
a flop.
It's not gonna flop.
It won't flop.
Yeah, it might not do nearly what the first one did. But you're still gonna get people. It's like it's gonna be like Top Gun. It's a known thing. It's a household name. People are going to be like, yeah, I'll go see it.
Could you imagine, though, if the second Avatar movie came out like 40 years after the first one, like Top Gun did? Still makes $1 billion. But, the second one's going to be like entirely underwater, I think, or like about the water. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe like James Cameron in the third one, like however he's going to do it. Like, whatever his gimmick is that he's gonna, like, get people into theaters. Like, the first one, the trailer will be, like, the first one was the pinnacle of special effects. The second one had a better story than the first one. And then they'll be like, and the third one, we pump the gases from Pandora into the theater. See if you can get your mask on quick enough to, like, experience it fully. Like,
the Avatar 4D experience.
Yeah. You like turn and the old guy next to you is like
when the first one came out
with an arrow the size of a sticking out of his body just
there's just some guy like it's like some like experimental cinema where there's like Stephen Lang's just running around the theater bleeding out like with arrows just screaming through the entire performance.
And then the fourth one they actually put you in an Avatar.
You are the Avatar. But like, yeah, that would be some like experimental shit. It's just like over like bird's eye shots of like Pandora while Stephen Lang's just running around screaming.
Yeah. But
David Lynch is standing there just like,
but yeah, getting back to the actual story. I don't know, like we say, there's not really much to talk about in the story.
No.
Because it's basically just Jake, like, coming to terms with the fact that the Na'vi are actually, like, I don't want to say people, too, but, you know, they're living creatures, so...
They're not just like, savages, like they say.
Yeah, exactly. They're an aboriginal, like, species on this foreign planet, so...
It's essentially Native Americans and the Pilgrims.
Like. Yeah, exactly. And so it's like him... grappling with the fact that he has to like choose between the Na'vi and the humans. And then there's like at the very end of the movie, I noticed this whenever we stopped and watched the finale with you, right before recording, Mike, is that they kind of shoehorned in this like climate change bit whenever Jake is trying to talk to fucking what's the tree's name?
Awa,
yeah. Whenever Jake's talking to Awa and is like trying to like persuade it to send the planet's animals to attack too,
right?
He's like, if you look at our home planet, it's like there's no green on it. They like ate it all up, yeah. And that's what they're gonna do with this planet too.
We destroyed it, or
yeah.
Whatever.
And it's like, okay, yeah. There's no green on it. It's like some weird shoehorned in climate change narrative. There, I feel like James Cameron was like, oh fuck, we gotta do something else. Just like.
Well, we gotta go green. We'll get those guys.
But I feel like James Cameron was trying to, do something and ended up being way too on the nose with it. Like, I feel like George Lucas, when he did Star Wars, was like, I'll take this Empire Nazi regime type of thing, hunting people, like, and I'll use the backdrop of space and do like an homage to sci-fi. Let's make the Jedi samurais. Like, there's nods. And there's an overall arcing story. Yes, is the story simplistic? Save damsel in distress from evil fortress, evil people. Yes, but it's done in a way that was never told before.
Right.
This is just us. This is the colonial Americans bulldozing the Midwest and the Native Americans. There's no like subtleness to it at all. It's just.
But it's in space.
Yeah. He's like, it's in space, but it's just exactly the same thing. And if you don't get it, then you're probably just stupid.
I was researching this a little bit earlier, but apparently, whenever the movie came out, there was this thing called like Avatar Blues, where people would get depression. And, like, there's been no verified accounts of this, but allegedly people would kill themselves because they couldn't be on Pandora, like, with, like, the Na'vi people, because, like, Earth
is... Oh, I remember that!
Yeah, Earth is, like, so shitty that they're like, I want to be on another planet like Pandora.
Yes, I'd love to be on that planet with this fucking thing, this fucking thing. Yeah, I'd love to just be in there for my life every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, it even, like, Stephen Lang talks about it, where he's, like, a hardcore corporal colonel in the military, and he's like, oh, this is just going to be another jump in the bush for me. And the first day out, he gets this massive three, like, fingered scar the entire way across the right side of his face.
Did he ever say what animal did that?
No. It was probably this.
I was going to say, it's probably the black...
Yeah.
The panther-looking thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that so like that was odd to think about. I doubt anything like that.
How into this movie do you have to get to that mindset?
Well, if it's like, you think about it, 14 years ago in the 3D immersive experience.
Yeah, but how far gone do you have to be to start with to walk into this movie theater, see that and go, I want to be that. And then you just walk out and you're like, I just want to die.
I mean, I get feelings from movies.
Yeah, but I've never walked out of a movie and gone, I could just kill myself now because I'm not living in that world.
Yeah, like...
Christ, for the longest time, like when I was a kid, I was like, I want to live in the Star Wars world. And then I go back and watch it and I'm like, I don't want to fucking live there. Yeah. What the fuck would I want to live there for? It's a galactic empire hunting Jedi. Because, like, you always want to be a Jedi when you're a kid, and then you go back and watch it now, and you're like, fuck that! Well, be hunted and killed!
Even if, like, you probably wouldn't be a Jedi if you lived in that. You'd have to fucking moisture farm in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
So, and like...
That shit would just suck. Yeah, because, like, when you think about it nowadays, you're like, I wouldn't be a fucking Jedi. And it's like, so why the fuck would I want to live there in the first place? What am I going to be doing? Panhandling on the underground of Coruscant?
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be one of those meat cutters on Obi-Wan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's like so much shitty jobs.
Basically a slave.
Yeah, there's probably if you were to like live in that universe, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a slave.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Oh, so I want to ask you, Mike, so Aaron and I had this conflation. Of the movie, we remember whenever Jake and I forget her fucking name, Neytiri. Whenever they have sex for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you remember them having sex with their hair?
I do.
Don't they put them together?
No!
No!
What happened? No! It's like a Mandela effect.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, everybody remembers that, but it's not in the movie.
Yeah, holy I paid special attention to it this time watching through, and they don't do that. But, like,
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Because he said it to me. He's like, you know, he's like, you remember that they have sex with their hair? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, no, you don't. You know what happened? And I was like, what?
I don't know.
Is that a known Mandela effect?
I don't know if it was like some MTV like skit or something where they like did that, but it doesn't happen in the movie. But like a lot of people, myself included, remember that as being a part of the movie. So
yeah,
I don't know. Because it would make sense, right? Because that's how they connect with the horses and the Ikran. Yeah. So, which I just thought now they call them horses.
Do they?
Yeah, he does. He calls them, like, the horse people.
They're called horses, but the flying things are called, like, pteranodons are called Ikrons. They have their own name. It's so weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, while you're looking that
up, yeah,
I'll say...
my Google's probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Do they have sex with their hair in
Avatar? I put Avatar hair sex. That's what I put.
You might come across a couple of unmentionable things.
I'm sure I'm going to.
Was that a knock at the door?
Behind you. But I will say, I remember a lot more dialogue and like things in the movie than, like, while watching it, like the lines would just like pop into my head, be like, oh, I remember this. And I only think I saw the movie like once or twice.
I only ever watched it once the entire way through. I think my dad got surround sound for the basement when this was probably like when I was like in 9th or 10th grade. And I got the DVD and I was like, Dad, I was like, let's try out the surround sound with this movie. And like we got through like 30, 40 minutes of it, my dad's like, all right, we're pausing it. Like, we never finished it.
All right, this is a 3-hour-long movie. I don't have time for that.
I don't have time to watch this.
I think it's from the movie, and they have their hair in their hands.
Huh. Maybe it was just cut out of the Disney Plus thing.
You know what? It might have been.
But, I don't know. Because I've seen people online that say that they get, like, they rent it, like, officially. Or they go back to the DVD and it's not there. So, I don't know if that was, like, a really well done, like joke clip or, like, what. But
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure where I'm going to go down this rabbit hole later.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to figure it out.
Yeah, it's a very strange Mandela effect thing. That so many of us,
like, that's going to be the reason I go down the rabbit hole, because, like, is it now a Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Damn it, they just bashed a bunch of fucking neutrons or some shit.
Right, yeah.
the Hydron Collider.
The Hadron Collider.
Like, I follow all that shit. So, like, they literally just reported, they're like, hey, expect more, because...
We've
fucked up the timeline.
Yeah, we've opened up more universes.
Where do you guys sit? Not that this is a Mandela Effect podcast, but where do you sit on the Luke, I am your father? Do you remember that, or do you know
no,
that?
No, I am your father.
No, I know what it is, but...
I mean, I remember that as a kid, but...
Okay.
But also...
Like, I don't remember... I remember people saying it. I don't remember specifically watching the scene and hearing it.
Yeah. For some reason, my mind always goes to him saying, no, Luke, I am your father. But, like, I know that's not there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I just watched it.
I mean, like, if my VHS is from 1997 actually changed, I'm going to be fucked up. Be fucked off if I go back and watch it and it says.
Yeah, George Lucas broke into your house and changed your DVD or your VHS.
Along with destroying the holiday special that I had taped off of CBS. Yeah.
He's like, there is no trace of this.
See, I don't remember that.
I just wake up like on Christmas Eve and I just see this bearded pudgy man going through my VHS. I'm like, Santa? Turns around, he's like, you have a copy of the holiday special? I'm like, yeah, it's in that sleeve. And he's like, just climbs out the window.
Not anymore, kid.
Merry Christmas. Happy Life's Day.
Yeah, happy Life.
Well, sorry for that tangent.
Anyway, it's all right.
I don't, there's not much to the story to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, it's your typical love story. I don't think it's particularly bad.
It's your typical rom-com in space.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, like I said, I definitely enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
So. Like, I thought that I was going to not enjoy it, but I actually enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Like,
so.
People that break it down and say that it's a lazy, well, it's only this love story. Well, did those love stories have a person taking their consciousness and putting it, like, there is elements of new things in it.
Yeah. It's like Star Wars.
Exactly.
It's the same story.
Yeah, it's a hero's journey.
It's a hero's journey, but it's the backdrop and everything involved in it is so otherworldly that it makes you forget about it makes you forget about the blandness of the story,
yeah.
Which I think is what James was trying to do, was try to catch that lightning in a bottle again. And he did, but it also kind of backfired, because I don't think that, while it's immersive and everything, and I appreciate the movie more upon rewatching it, while it's immersive, I don't think it's as immersive as Star Wars was to make you forget about the story.
No, I agree with that. I just think that the people that are like, that say that as like a,
yeah, where they just completely destroy it and
cut
out its credibility
simply
because of that.
Like, I think they're nitpicking
right
on that, because there are elements of it.
Just because it was the highest grossing movie.
Yeah. I also, one thing I love is the fact that Jake, his whole, that he's paralyzed.
Mm.
Like, I love that element of, holy shit, I get to have legs.
Yeah.
Like, I do like that.
Yeah, that's like,
that story.
That's like the whole, like, thing. So the movie starts with like Jake giving like a really bad voiceover,
because
it's actually him like doing like a daily log or whatever, but it's like really like not like, it's jarring almost, because it's like, this is the take you went with, and then it like cuts to him actually giving the log or whatever, and you're like, oh, okay, that's why it sounds like shit. But
I thought that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah. And then like his brother's funeral shit is also happening at the same time, and the two dudes in like Nazi-esque leather trench coats show up, and they're like, hey, you want to join a team that your brother was on? Which, I brought this up to you, and Mike, I want your opinion on it, because I said, it's kind of dumb. I get it that it was his twin, and they don't want to throw away
an avatar,
a genetically engineered being for them to meld with. But I was like, his brother was like a science nerd. He was like, research. I'm like, you're literally just sending a fucking Marine in here to do this shit.
Yeah, I mean, and they talk about that, too. And that's Sigourney Weaver's whole thing is like, I don't want a Marine on my team.
Yeah.
Like,
she already has enough jarheads.
What did you want my opinion on, though?
Like,
if it was, if it made sense for them to recruit him rather than just, like, scrap his avatar.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was their situation.
Yeah, but I mean, you're taking a huge gamble on bringing some jarhead in.
I mean, there's enough surveillance on it that I think it was a safe enough idea.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, did you even need him? Couldn't you just put like two more security detail on that team and just toss the avatar body?
Well, when you're trying to gain their trust, you probably don't want actual
scientists.
Like, to be security out on the field.
Yeah, like human Marines, you mean?
Yeah, like,
that's what I was thinking. I brought it up. I was like, why is this the first time that a survivalist has been like,
an Avatar.
Made an Avatar for, and then like gone out into Pandora Wilds with the scientists, because
you would think that's what you'd want would be a survivalist.
Yeah, like a survivalist, just because, I mean, albeit you'd probably want a survivalist that knows shit about Pandora.
Right.
But like clearly Jake didn't. Yeah. But even then, it's like, if you're just going to send a bunch of scientists out in the middle of the wilderness of Pandora, like, they could die, like, super easy.
Right.
You'd think they'd want, like, a survivalist to be out there with them and being like, okay, this is, like, you know, I'll keep you guys safe, but you guys do your thing.
What was Sigourney Weaver's character's name?
Grace.
Like, obviously, you would have Grace out there. She's the head scientist. But honestly, if you have two other avatars, they should probably both be...
Yeah,
you know, oh, somebody, survivalist or whatever.
I know where Sigourney Weaver's gonna be in the sequel. You're gonna find
she out. Is the tree.
You're gonna find out that she was the one who actually like got all the animals to like rush in at the end.
Because
she said, "I'm with her, Jake," and I thought like maybe that would be like she actually like does that.
So okay, so I guess we'll go into that, because I think that's an interesting topic, like speculation on the second movie. So do you think that she is with
Awa.
The Jawas.
She's with Awa, and then later they do actually find a way to transfer into the Avatar, because they probably still have
her. Or they find just a way to communicate with her.
Right.
Yeah, I imagine that
See her avatar and like shocked from the
I thought you did, but I've only seen the trailer once and there's only like one line of dialogue in the entire trailer,
right? So. Yeah, it's very visual driven. Yeah. And then the other talking point that we were talking about is that I don't know his name,
Colonel, the Miles Colonel guy. Quaritch.
All right, just Colonel. Miles, you guys showed me a screenshot, and he's in the second.
He's in the movie, yeah.
As an avatar.
How?
Or is it his son?
No. It's only 15 years. I mean, he could have a son, but...
I mean, he's older.
Yeah.
It could be his son, played by Stephen Lang.
What? Wait, who are you? I'm... Giles Quaritch.
Giles.
Miles' twin brother.
I'm here to avenge him. Oh, no.
We got matching tattoos. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do.
That's interesting.
Why do you think it took 15 years to come
out? I have no idea.
Like, why? So,
you think that the studio would be like, get that shit out now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but it's James Cameron.
I was going to say, James Cameron has a lot of, like, authority.
Has two of the highest grossing movies in the top five.
He kind of does that, right? Because, like, Terminator, it was how many years?
Yeah.
Like...
Granted,
they haven't been 14 years, but...
James Cameron is the Steve Jobs of movies. Hmm. Like, studios will just be like, do whatever you want, Mr. Cameron. Like, he could literally just be embezzling money.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, is that movie coming out? And he's like, yeah, it'll be a couple of years. And they'll be like, take your time, take your time.
He's supposed to be, I don't know this because I've never worked with him, but allegedly he's a hard person to work with because he wants things done his way.
Hmm.
I mean...
Maybe he's literally been doing it by himself, like animating for 15 years.
No, he had to take a 2-year break to go to the bottom of the ocean.
Was he filming Abyss 2?
You don't remember that?
No.
James Cameron got in the submarine and went to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Was he filming Abyss 2?
No, he just did it.
He wanted to do it.
Because he likes being underwater because he's a freak.
He had to really immerse himself.
So did he actually go to the Titanic?
I don't think he went to the Titanic.
No. That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, he may have.
Oh, no, I think he actually did whenever they did Titanic.
Because those were real shots, like,
yeah.
Of the Titanic.
He just loves water. I imagine if they make another Terminator movie, it'll all be underwater.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
He's going to make a Titanic sequel where it's just like... They're the ghosts of them are still living in the boats or whatever, and
Yeah. Go, the ghosts go to the float up to Pandora.
Yeah, Billy Zane will be there.
The bad guy of Titanic.
The bad guy of Titanic.
He was the iceberg.
He was the iceberg.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird though, because like it was the most successful. I mean, Titanic also was ultra successful. Yeah, so like that, and big. Then like this being how like
so Titanic is the other one that's in the top.
Yes, yeah.
And then this one being so successful, you'd think that the studio would be like, James, come on, like make another fucking movie. I mean, you could be right. It could have been like 20 years in the making of him like actually like planning things out and waiting for the technology, but like,
oh yeah,
if he's waited 15 years for the technology to catch up to what it is now, I think that he could have, especially with the resources he would have had, he probably could have pumped this out like 5 years ago, 7 years ago.
James Cameron is just the George R.R. Martin of movies, where he's like, I'm telling you guys, it's gonna be huge, and then they're like, okay, we're still waiting, and he's like, it's coming, just you wait.
Yeah, but the thing is, so the new one's coming out this year, and then it's supposed to be like a new one every other year now. So
every,
like
two every years? Yeah.
Yeah.
The next two are supposed to come out consecutive.
Wow.
2 and 3 are supposed to come out this year and next year.
Yeah.
Because apparently he was filming both of them like,
yeah,
back to
so
back.
Yeah, I think that's how like
so Back to Future 2 and 3.
Yeah. So yeah. And Lord of the Rings. But right. Yeah. I thought that he was filming all of them. At once, not just the next two.
That would be fucking insane.
Yeah, there's like, what, 5 sequels?
He's filming all of them at once. So, and...
Yeah, even if they're like...
Us knowing all about movies, like, he's filming all of them at once. So, like, they're filming part of 2, and then the next day they're filming part of 5.
Yeah.
And, like, it'll be like Sam Worthington's, like, on set, and he's like, okay, he's like, what scene are we doing? And he's like, oh, you're doing... javelin throwing with your child, and it's like, oh, okay. And he's like turns and like is waiting for like the kid to come up, and like this adult comes up and he's like, the fuck is this? And he's like, this is 5. And he's like, 5, we were shooting 2 yesterday. And he's like, I know, but we gotta keep going, tomorrow we're doing 3 if that helps. And he's like, what?
That would be insane.
Every single one of them, like Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, are just gonna quit acting after like 2026 and just be like, I'm never doing it again. No, it'll be in their contract. They'll be like, no sequels ever to anything.
So anybody that's in all of those movies, like, are they under contract to do all of them?
I don't know if they're under contract.
No, probably not.
Unless that's why Sam Worthington hasn't done anything significant.
No, I don't think that's why. I was just about to say, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to Sam Worthington's career.
Well, yeah, wasn't it? Terminator Salvation was the year before this. Or no, it was the same year. Mm-hmm. It was, Salvation was May of 2009?
Yeah, and this was like September, yeah, or like November.
No, this was December. This was Christmas, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Maybe that's why it made so much money, because Christmas movies make a lot of money too.
Like, but Star Wars. And then they bring it back.
In, yeah,
like,
they brought
it like spring or something.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but Matt Damon was originally like picked by James to be Jake Sully.
Okay.
And he even like, and Matt was like, I don't really want to do it. And James Cameron was like, listen, I'll give you 10% of the earnings if you come and do it. And he's like, thanks, but no. And then Sam Worthington signed on, and that movie made fucking $2 billion. And he was like,
Did he give him 10%?
I don't know.
Was that just Matt Damon's?
That's
offer?
Probably just Matt Damon.
He was like, "Hey, 10%," and he's like,
"He might have, yeah, he might have given Sam Worthington like 3%, which I mean, still enough to like live off of for the past 13 years, but."
But like, could you imagine like if Sam was like reading the article where James said that, and he like calls him and he's like, "Hey, you motherfucker! Like, you offered him 10%. I didn't get shit." You gave me $200.
Yeah. And James Cameron is, Sam, listen, this is the only thing of value in your entire career. Be thankful that I gave you the opportunity, and hangs up the phone.
Yeah, let me know how Terminator Salvation did. Hangs up the phone.
Zoe Saldana, though, she
can do anything.
Yeah, she has had a great career since then.
I honestly didn't know that was her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did, because she, before this, Star Trek came out.
Is that before this?
Before it. It was in 2009, too. Yep.
A lot of shit came out. Damn.
Jeez.
Yeah. Same thing with, like, 2019. It must be the end of a decade type of deal.
Yeah.
Where, like, all of the good shit gets pushed.
But yeah, you had her in Star Trek, Avatar, then Guardians a few years later. Well, the consecutive Star Trek sequel, and then Guardians. But I mean, like, she's made a hell of a career for herself.
Yeah, as being the hot chick in space.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's literally her gimmick. Zoe Saldana
is just hot chick in space. That's it. It's her entire career.
That's a movie. Hot chick in space.
Yeah, starring Zoe Saldana.
That's right.
That's all it is.
Give us that.
Come on, James. Make a good movie.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see all of the people that have no reason to be back in the sequel.
Yeah, I mean that's all gonna be very interesting.
James Cameron will be sitting at the premiere and like Norm will show up and he'll be like, you guys remember Norm?
Is James Cameron just jealous that of the MCU fake death universe?
Maybe.
I'm wondering if James Cameron will just be like Charlie Cox going into that premiere of Spider-Man. Seeing Daredevil and not one person makes like a noise. So like James puts like all these dead characters in the movie and he's like waiting eagerly for people to like cheer and like nobody says anything. And he's like, how do you people not remember Max? He was in Tenet, for Christ's sake. He was in Inception.
Yeah, people are going to remember him from that more than fucking Avatar.
Or Trudy shows up and he's like,
yeah, that
family.
I'm surprised that she hasn't been, Michelle Rodriguez hasn't been confirmed to be in the sequels at this point.
I mean, everybody we literally didn't see her die.
Yeah.
So. We just watched her shit blow up.
Yeah, I mean, she could come back with like third degree burns over the entire left side of her face.
Yeah.
There's a deleted scene where there's just like fire and smoke and Dom just walks out holding her. Like, no mask, no nothing.
Nah, you don't need a mask. He's got family.
No, it's a Na'vi version.
What's Na'vi for family?
Shit, I didn't look it up.
Give us that, James. Give us all this shit we're talking about in your new movie.
That's Fast 10. They're coming.
Christ, it's going to be a crossover.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's just going to go in, and it's just going to be like, there'll be no shots of it at all in the trailers. Everyone's going to go in. It's just going to be like cars like flying around.
It'll be the helicopters that they have.
Paul Walker drives in.
As a Na'vi.
As a Na'vi.
It's a lot easier to deepfake that as a Na'vi.
Yeah.
Well, you his brother's just, close. You can change his brother's face.
Exactly.
Easier to a Na'vi.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have anything else to say about one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
I want that movie now.
Me too. Be entertaining.
I will say, I'm at least curious to see how this new movie is going to be, because I don't know. I really don't give a fuck, but at the same time, I did enjoy this more than I thought I would, so
right.
maybe I'll like it more.
It's heightened the anticipation a little
bit.
I'm not like sitting here chopping at the bit like, give me the movie.
Back on it, now we watched that movie again, and I was like, we both agreed that it was pretty decent. And you and Josh made fun of me that I saw an Avatar shirt.
No, we made fun of you because you were so adamant about not liking it. Like the movie, I'm not going to make fun of you for buying a shirt, but...
No. Like, that's the strange part, is like, when I bought the shirt, I loved it because of the ride. The ride was awesome.
Hmm.
And then just seeing, like, the cool creatures and everything, I was like, oh, that's neat. But then upon rewatching it, I was like, not terrible.
Yeah. Pandora as a world is very interesting.
I think I'm more captivated by the world of it than
story. I think that's what James Cameron was attempting to do, is, you know, have this huge world building thing, and then he just picks the worst element name humanly possible.
Do you think that there's like a civilized portion of Pandora where there's just like cities and shit and like Na'vi walking around in suits with briefcases?
You'd think that the humans would find them if that were the case.
What if they're on another moon?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there was like
What if that's like
big
one of those
thing and the big planet in the sky?
Yeah, like four moons.
Yeah, like four moons.
I was gonna say it's like
Ewoks are on one of those.
I was gonna say it's like Mustafar, how it has all those different moons around it, and like one of them's Nur, the water planet.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's other planets around.
Oh, maybe that's what the. I doubt this is what it'll be, but they'll like travel to the other moons, planets to like for the other movies.
Are they just gonna fly Ikron like through the stratosphere? Yeah.
They share an atmosphere.
I mean, like even in the ride, like we see the ocean.
Yeah,
I mean, you
like,
see
obviously that's not what the movie's gonna be about, but
I mean, it could be though. Hmm. What if they had to relocate? What if that bomb that went off when
the two payloads that
when the shuttle exploded just burned the whole planet to a crisp? It started like a huge ass forest fire that just continued.
And AWOL gets destroyed. Well, I guess we'll find out.
December.
Yeah. But on that note,
James Cameron's gonna have to do a hell of a recap of that movie like before, because if you think audiences are gonna go back and rewatch the first one before seeing this one, you're out of your fucking mind.
So you know how like
I think people will actually.
Yeah, now that it's readily available on Disney Plus,
yeah. So you know how like whenever like Avengers 2 or whatever would come out, or like Cap 2 would come out, there would be like special screenings of like the first one, then the new movie.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are gonna be like where it's gonna be like Avatar 1 and then Avatar 2? That's like 5 hours.
You best believe they're doing
5.5 hours of just like straight theater.
Yeah.
Yeah,
have fun with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing it, but yeah.
Because you just put it out there, and I guarantee you that your theater's going to do that.
I don't think so. I don't think that would happen.
But... yeah, we're going to show Avatar in every theater.
I mean, I don't know about back-to-back, but I
couldn't do it. Absolutely not.
No, I couldn't do it either.
I can watch 8 hours of Stranger Things, but I'm not watching 6 hours worth of Avatar.
I'm just thinking, like... if they want the second one to be as big as it can be, that's going to take up too much time. So they probably... I take it back. I don't think they will do that.
Yeah. It's a lot. That's going to happen for sure.
No,
they'll making it available in like one theater, they might do it.
Maybe.
They'll do it. I don't know why. Because they want to keep that top seed spot. So they'll re-release
they're not. They're not the highest grossing.
No, they are. All time.
Overall.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put it back in after Endgame came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They put it back in, I think it was in China, they put it back out, and it went back up to the number one spot. No, they want to keep that number one seed. And unfortunately, the Marvel movies couldn't break it, and they're never going to, unfortunately. Because after Endgame, they're not
going to. I mean, yeah.
They're not going to do something that big.
How are you putting Endgame out again? Like, no.
You don't.
Well, 10 years from now, they'll just put Endgame out again, and then it'll do the same thing.
I mean, yeah,
and nobody's going to give a shit about Avatar by then, so Avatar's not going to be able to...
Avatar's going to shoot itself in the foot.
No, there'll be Avatar 15 and Avatar 16, and...
No. I better be living on Pandora by that.
I'll kill myself. All they have to do is put out a Rise of Skywalker again and watch it tank.
Oh, I hope there's a extended cut. God.
Give me the Abrams cut.
What would you folks rate this movie out of 10?
It's funny, I know this is coming every time, but I was not thinking about it.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I would rate it 7.5 out of 10, because I thoroughly enjoyed it the second time through. Third time revisiting it after so many years, and that was a surprise to me. And I just we didn't even mention it, but the score was pretty good too.
Score's not bad. The late James Horner,
yeah,
the king of plagiarism.
So we'll have to see.
I don't mean to take his name in vain. He did plagiarize. He plagiarized a lot of his own music.
Yeah. we'll have to see who they get to tackle the score for the next one. But yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Putting bats down, Hans Zimmer.
We'll see if the visual effects can impress us as much as they did 15 years ago.
They won't.
We'll see, won't we?
You can literally buy discs and software to make better ones than what most studios put out. There's actually, do you guys know about this? There's like a software thing called big films, whatever, and it's literally drag and drop special effects that look like big budget movies.
Yeah, like plugins.
Yeah, like you can create like destroyed buildings in the background and shit that look real. Then you can do camera shake like Disney likes to do and everything.
Did you rate it?
7.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised, but I liked it the second time around.
I think we're all in the same boat of being surprised. I'm going to echo the 7. I don't think it was quite at the 7.5. I did enjoy it, though. Like, 7's not bad. Don't take a 7 as being bad.
As a collective, we rate it decent.
Yeah. Yeah. So Simon Franglin is going to be the composer for the music of the next one. He composed the music of Skyfall and The Magnificent Seven. And
the remake?
Yeah, the remake.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Elmer Bernstein is the one who did the first Magnificent Seven.
But yeah. Well, there you have it, guys. Our review is about as long as the movie.
I'm just kind of upset that Hans Zimmer isn't doing the score.
He does too much nowadays.
Or do you think
that his footprint is on a lot of shit? That.
Or do you think that James Cameron was like,
the cat's one in?
Do you think that James Cameron was like, they'll be expecting Hans Zimmer?
Probably.
He's like, maybe. No.
Maybe.
But nevertheless, we have another recommendation coming to us for our next episode.
I'm so not ready.
No.
I'm going to ride my coattails from, was it last year or 2 years ago?
Would you like me to get out my list?
Yeah, I need your list. It don't matter. I was going to look to see if it was last year. We previously did the two Batman films we don't like as much. Let's do the two good ones.
Oh, I love The Dark Knight Rises and Dark Knight. No, and, I'm sorry, and Batman Begins.
No, the Tim Burton one.
The Tim Burton one.
All right.
I just watched them recently.
So did I. Around when the Batman came out.
I
wasn't paying that much attention. I just put them on in the background while I was drawing. But
yeah, I put them on a couple times. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of thought of that the other, I think it was yesterday, I saw a post. I can't remember if it was a year ago or 2 years ago, but I think it was 2 years ago. That was pretty early, wasn't it?
2020.
Pretty early, yeah.
Started, yeah.
Yeah. So,
January 2020. First episode.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, we were like, fuck.
What do we do? Yeah, so we never got around to it, so.
Let's do it.
Why not?
All right. If you don't want to be spoiled for Tim Burton's Batman films, make sure to watch those before next episode, because we will have a spoiler discussion. I cannot talk right now. Spoiler discussion of them. Next episode, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, guys. I hope you enjoyed our conversation about James Cameron's Avatar. I know that I at least enjoyed having it.
Don't speak for us.
We'll see you in the next one, guys.